Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Boland.
Joining me today is Dennis Prager, a best-selling author, columnist, and nationally syndicated radio talk show host who co-founded Prager University, a virtual university which produces five-minute online courses reaching over 500 million viewers annually. Welcome, Mr. Prager.
Karen, great to be with you. Thank you.
When we look at the culture moving forward, one of the things that you address often is teaching our values and translating them to the next generation. How do we help people understand, particularly as grandparents, as parents, the moral fiber and why it is so important?
I have devoted my life to helping religious people make the case for Judeo-Christian religion and religious values, and I have devoted my life to making the case for America and its distinctive values. The tragedy is that the people who hold them forgot how to make the case for them.
In closing, tell us about PragerU so listeners can check out PragerU, and how can they stay engaged with you so we can learn how to transfer our values?
I have told people with utter and total seriousness that if their high school graduate watched our 400 videos a few times, they're all 5 minutes, but they should be seen a few times. If they watched them and did the readings, they would be wiser, more mature, more stable, more happy than if they went to Harvard. And it's free. We change minds. If we don't change young people's minds, we will lose America and we will lose the West. And that is the civil war that I think is taking place in America and the West today. Will we survive as what we were founded to be?
Thank you for your time, Dennis. And I encourage our listeners to visit PragerU, subscribe to the online university. I actually have it text right to my phone. Follow you on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thank you, and God bless you for your efforts, Dennis.
And God bless you and all your efforts.